This poem has an epigraph from P.K. Page and Philip Stratford. Somewhere within us, fins and tails still flick. Somewhere, an angel struggles to be born. Aquatic. Early swim. A few day-blind stars still float the pool's high windows. A little water slaps the tiles, drums my ears hollows. What manner of speech addresses the body, its emptied mind, its wordless accord with an amniotic world? What older pulse flows through limbs, kinetic, preconceptual, slips backwards through its animal essence, back past primate to pure vertebrate being, weightless? An arrow of clear self slipstreams the surface, and water ribbons across back, haunches, flicking feet. iPhones, umbrellas, toast for breakfast, sliding away, cupped hands reaching and pushing. Pure rhythm of body, rhythm of breath, heartbeat, foundational drum, its cadence and prosody, passing from one medium's density to another's, refracted. Just so the swimmer and the swimming, torqued by warp and crimp of light, of depth, like metaphor's refraction, magnifying, light-splitting, altering dimensions and distances. Scattered threads of light tremble the walls. Do not believe the evidence of your eyes. How to translate that phantasm, din of heart and breath in ears? How turn and return? How mark echo and boundary? How to craft the mind's movement in language when the burdensome body returns to the weighty world?